Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, healthlock.com. Go there today. Now, nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you can get unlimited talk and text and plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk. Make the switch today, and if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. They use the same 5G network, same cell towers as the big carriers, and most families saving close to $1,000 a month. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, that's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries. Are you being influenced? Well, if you watched a blockbuster film in the last decade, well, then there's a chance it has been influenced by the Chinese Communist Party. Now, here's the reality. The CCP may be running the largest influence campaign in history. Now, in Hollywood Takeover, brought to you by the Epoch Times, well, investigative reporter Tiffany Meyer reveals how the CCP exerts control over some major studios. Don't miss the most important documentary about Hollywood yet. And for a limited time, you can watch the first 10 minutes for free when you go to the website HollywoodTakeover.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Leonard Skinner, Simple Man, that means only one thing on this radio program. All things self-proclaimed Simple Man, and that's all things Bill O'Reilly. All things O'Reilly at BillO'Reilly.com. Mr. O'Reilly, sir, how are you?
A little frantic. Just got back from getting ashes, and the priest was a little windy. You know, I was giving the signal to wrap it in the back, you know. Pretty big crowd, though, to get the ashes today.
All right, so I want to ask you something. I think you and I recognize that this world is full of evil. I don't think we disagree.
Oh.
You're a historian. We could talk about Nazi Germany. We could talk about Mao and China. And we could talk about Stalin and Russia. And we could talk about the killing fields in Cambodia. We could talk about ISIS beheadings and radical Islamists like on 9/11. So evil does exist. You and I agree with that. What Vladimir Putin is doing in Ukraine, targeting civilian targets and apartment complexes and homes and infrastructure, to me is modern evil, indiscriminate bombing of innocent men, women, and children. Here's the question though, Bill, is we, the United States, have now once again, as per usual, we are bearing the brunt of the financial burden over $120 billion committed to Ukraine. Meanwhile, Europe, this is in their own backyard, only have put up $30 billion. And what really bothers me is that Joe Biden personally has vetoed on a number of occasions Western European countries providing fighter jets to the Ukrainians, like the Poland wanted to provide 28 or 35 MiGs, and Biden said no. That tells me Biden's not committed to allowing Zelensky to win the war. And if he's not committed to winning the war, I don't think we should be assisting them. We're wasting our time and money otherwise. Am I wrong?
I don't know if the word wrong applies here. I see it a little bit differently. So the European socialist governments don't have any money. Germany is an exception. They do, but it's Germany. And they're selfish, and they look inward, not outward, and they're not going to pony up unless they absolutely have to. So once again, as you pointed out rightly, the United States is to carry the burden to fight totalitarian evil, as we have been doing now for almost 90 years in this world. And I don't believe it's ever going to change. So that's that. Now, on the fighter jets, I would not, if I were president of the United States, give the Ukrainians fighter jets for one very strong reason.
Well, by the way, it wasn't the United States that was going to give it.
No, it was Poland, but they do what we tell them to do. You know that. So if the Ukrainian pilots decide to go and bomb inside Russia, cities inside Russia, that turns the tide of the Russian people against United States, Ukraine, and supports Putin. Putin becomes stronger immediately because the Russian people now are seeing the Ukrainians kill them. And right now, the Russian people are not, you know, it's really dicey over there as far as popular opinion about this war is concerned. The second reason is it gives Putin a chance to expand the war himself. And he said, oh, now, look at, they're attacking the homeland, and this is just what Hitler did when he invaded Poland in 1938. Exactly the same scenario. Putin wants the United States and NATO to give the Ukrainians planes so the planes bomb Russian territory. He wants that, so I wouldn't give it to him.
The bottom line then, Bill, is I don't believe that Zelensky, as much valor as the people of Ukraine have shown, as much courage as they have shown, an ability to fight for their country that is inspiring, putting aside the fact that we know some of the monies were diverted and taken by people that with high positions in Zelensky's inner circle, putting that aside, they have shown courage and valor on the battlefield, and they did the impossible. They have now extended this conflict out for an entire year, and yet they've been at a decided disadvantage when it comes to the weaponry of war, because Putin does not have the same restrictions as Zelensky does.
Well, the tanks that we are providing them, Germany and the United States, should really shore up their defense. I don't expect Russia to be able to take more than 25% of that country. He has 20 now. He might be able to carve out another 5%, but Russian casualties now are 1,000 a day. And the army that he has in there now is untrained, and it's going to be a catastrophe. So, yes, if I were the president and I saw Putin marching to Kyiv, that would change the equation. Absolutely would change it. But right now, the stalemate, and that's what it is working against Russia. And we need Putin out of there because he is an evil megalomaniac. But remember,
But to get there, don't you have to fight the war to win the war? You know, I got hit in a piece on Mediaite saying, well, Hannity, who supported the war in Afghanistan and the war in Iraq, which I did support, but it was a very different time, Bill, and we've learned a lot from those conflicts. We did not fight those wars to win the war. Now, Donald Trump showed us another way to fight a war, and that's when he defeated the caliphate, and it was unmerciful, never-ending, unceasing bombing of the caliphate, and he beat them back and defeated them. And I'm not willing to go through long, protracted wars and send kids door-to-door. First of all, our military technology is way more sophisticated than when, after 9/11, we went into Iraq and Afghanistan. We have the ability to push buttons in any state and with pinpoint accuracy take out targets all over the globe. That's how we should be fighting any war we are involved in my view.
Yeah, but, you know, I wrote all about that and killing the killers and how unbelievable our weaponry is, but Putin's got the same kind of weaponry. So you don't want to get this madman, and I say that literally because there's no reason on earth for him to do this and put the suffering and hundreds of thousands of deaths. I mean, you got to be a madman. So I would basically tell the Ukrainians, we're gonna support you as best we can, and that's the key word, as best we can. I mean, we can't be throwing $3-4 trillion into that place. You just can't. You've got to come a point. But at the same time, the Ukrainians are going to have to, you know, fight on the ground for every inch of their soil, which I think they will. You know, I think that will continue. And now we have Xi getting into it, the Chinese guy. We don't want this to escalate to a world war where tens of millions of people die. It could get out of control very easily. So you've got to be methodical and disciplined and forward-looking. Now, do I have any confidence that the Biden administration is methodical and disciplined and forward-looking? No. And that disturbs me. I mean, they can't even handle the train wreck in Ohio.
So we're going to just continue to pour hundreds of billions of dollars, and at best, the best we can hope for is a tie. The best we can hope for is a long, protracted conflict, and maybe one side eventually gives up, and we keep providing the munitions and the monies necessary. Is there ever a point where we say you're on your own?
I don't see that point happening. I don't see it. I don't think Trump would do that if he's reelected. I don't think Trump would say you're on your own, Ukraine. I don't believe he would. But you have to be disciplined in the way you help Ukraine. Once, if Putin were to succeed there, that would be a catastrophe and I think lead to World War III. But I don't think he's going to succeed. I think there's something going to happen to Putin. So you're buying time. That's what you're doing now with our law.
Well, my hope has been that they take him out sooner than later, and that means his inner circle.
You bet. And look, it's all about China now. If China helps Russia, oh, my God. If China starts to send weapons to Russia, I don't even know. But I don't think China's going to do that, because then we'd have to slap sanctions on China. And the whole world gets disrupted. And the economy, oh, my God.
Bill, the Chinese are showing nothing but hostility and aggression towards the United States.
But they pull back at the last...
No, they didn't. Where did they pull back, Bill?
In Taiwan. I mean, the provocations in Taiwan over the last 3 months have been a lot less. And I'm hoping to get to...
They just sent their Navy last week through the Straits of Taiwan.
Well, I mean, they're sailing around, but they're not basically...
They're sailing around in Taiwan waters. They're flying their fighter jets above their airspace almost daily.
Yeah, but they've always done that. I mean, what they haven't done is been bellicose and say, look, you got to this date or whatever. And we're moving our carriers out there, and the Japanese are finally wising up. And, you know, they're... military is expanding rapidly, but all of this is bad. I mean, we want to get to a point where we kind of settle this stuff down, because a world conflict is going to be something that no human being can even imagine.
Well, I agree with that part. I don't want a world conflict, nor do I think the American taxpayers, if Ukraine does not have the munitions needed to win the war... We have to ask, what is our end game here? What is our goal in all of this?
You'll have to ask it now. I think you have to ask NATO to step up with more arms and money, humanitarian money. I think you have to do that. But I think that you can buy a little bit more time, because battlefield reversals, this new conscript army, they're going to get grinded up by these Ukrainians. You wait and see.
All right, quick break. More with Simple Man Bill O'Reilly as we continue. 800-941-SEAN, our number if you want to be a part of the program. We'll get to your calls coming up. Hannity tonight, 9 Eastern, on the Fox News Channel as we continue.
When news breaks, you'll hear the inside story that no one else has. The behind-the-scenes chatter that the mainstream media doesn't even know about. This is the Sean Hannity Show.
All right, more with Bill O'Reilly, Simple Man, all things O'Reilly at BillO'Reilly.com. You see also the military munitions, the fighter jets, the missiles. You know, Putin is now tripling and quadrupling down on getting more aggressive with Ukraine, and I don't know if they're going to be able to withstand that onslaught. So far, to the credit of the Ukrainian people and Zelensky, They have fought valiantly, but without the U.S. help, they are dead in the water.
But I don't think we're going to withdraw U.S. help. And if Trump is reelected, it'll be very interesting to see if he could get through to Putin. Because remember, for 4 years, Putin was annoying on the internet. He was hacking, but he didn't do anything other than that.
Probably the negotiated settlement would include the Russians keep the Donbas region. They keep, obviously, Crimea and maybe even annex Belarus, which I could see happening as well.
Well, the guy in Belarus just committed suicide after meeting with Putin, and I'd probably do the same thing if I had a meet with Putin. Look, Belarus, nobody in the world is going to stick up for them, so they're probably gone. The Donbass region will be, yes, Russia will keep it, but they'll have an election. They'll always throw that on, and the election, of course, will be phony. Crimea, nobody's ever getting that back. That's gone.
The America's role in the world, and this is all the result, by the way, of a, in my view, of a weak president. And we'll find out in 2 years if America wises up, because I don't think these hostile regimes would be acting the way they're acting if we had a strong U.S. president.
I agree 100% with that. This next year, everything's going to be different. You just keep this tape. This time next year, the world is going to be completely different. But I can't predict how. It's driving me crazy because I'm usually pretty good at it. But things are changing fast. And
Bill, some people would say the ship sailed. You've been crazy for a long time.
Thank you. I don't want anybody to panic, though, listening to us today. Look. Don't panic.
It's not panicking. I'm just watching the destruction of innocent men, women, and children. And I see that the rest of the world has taken a back seat. And the United States, as usual, you know, is paying for a conflict. But they're not, they're involved themselves in another conflict that they have no intention of winning. That's the part that frustrates me. All things simple man, Bill O'Reilly at BillO'Reilly.com. Sir, thank you.
Hey, if you want a firearm that is easy to transport, you got to check out the U.S. Survival Rifle from our friends at Henry Repeating Arms. Now, it is a portable rifle that you can put together, take apart in just minutes, and then when you're not using it, you can store the parts in the little case that it comes in. It's so small, you can store it pretty much anywhere, and it's light enough to carry everywhere. Now, it comes in black and two different camo patterns, and you can pick one up for $300 to $400, depending on the finish. Check out their videos. Go to their website. It's one word, henryusa.com/survival. And while you're there, make sure you order their free catalog. Now, Henry makes more than 200 rifles and shotguns and revolvers, all made in America, all backed by a lifetime satisfaction guarantee and the best customer service in the business. Go to their website, henryusa.com. Get their free catalog. They'll send you free decals and a list of dealers where you are. That's henryusa.com, free catalog decals for the Henry U.S. Survival Rifle.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, when is the last time you checked the legal title to your home? Now, what if your home's title, that's the legal document that proves you own your home, is in some criminal's name? Well, if it is, that's called home title theft. Everybody's home title is online, and we have criminals all over the world that will forge your signature, and basically it's a race against time to stop them before they take out loans against your home, or even worse, sell your home. Now, my partners at Home Title Lock, they demonstrated how criminals can do it. Now, they found the title to Linda's home online, forged her signature, stating that she sold them her home when she did not. Now, some criminal was now the owner, and that's the reality. So how do you know some criminal hasn't taken over the title to your home? Well, you can find out for free with Sign Up when you use the promo code Sean, S-E-A-N, and go to HometitleLock.com. That's HometitleLock.com, promo code Sean, and your first 30 days of protection are free. Do it today, HometitleLock.com, promo code Sean. Hey, if you want a firearm that is easy to transport, you got to check out the U.S. Survival Rifle from our friends at Henry Repeating Arms. Now, it is a portable rifle that you can put together, take apart in just minutes, and then when you're not using it, you can store the parts in the little case that it comes in. It's so small, you can store it pretty much anywhere, and it's light enough to carry everywhere. Now, it comes in black and two different camo patterns, and you can pick one up for $300 to $400, depending on the finish. Check out their videos. Go to their website. It's one word, henryusa.com/survival, and while you're there, make sure you order their free catalog. Now, Henry makes more than 200 rifles and shotguns and revolvers, all made in America, all backed by a lifetime satisfaction guarantee and the best customer service in the business. Go to their website, henryusa.com. Get their free catalog. They'll send you free decals and a list of dealers where you are. That's henryusa.com. Free catalog decals for the Henry U.S. Survival Rifle.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Now I'd like to introduce you to Meaningful Beauty, the famed skincare brand created by iconic supermodel Cindy Crawford. It's her secret to absolutely gorgeous skin. Meaningful Beauty makes powerful and effective skincare simple, and it's loved by millions of women. It's formulated for all ages and all skin tones and types, and it's designed to work as a complete skincare system, leaving your skin feeling soft, smooth, and nourished. I recommend starting with Cindy's full regimen, which contains all 5 of her best-selling products, including the amazing youth-activating Melon Serum. This next generation serum has the power of melon leaf stem cell technology. It's melon leaf stem cells encapsulated for freshness and released onto the skin to support a visible reduction in the appearance of wrinkles. With thousands of glowing 5-star reviews, why not give it a try? Subscribe today and you can get the amazing Meaningful Beauty System for just $49.95. That includes our introductory 5-piece system, free gifts, free shipping, and a 60-day money-back guarantee. All of that available at MeaningfulBeauty.com.
All right, 25 now till the top of the hour. We'll get to your calls here in a minute. We'll update you also on this jury foreperson in Fulton County, Georgia, on this press tour, which is beyond bizarre and cringeworthy and likely will result in jeopardizing any of the, quote, indictments that she's so looking forward to. It appears she has a political agenda based on her comments. This is not going to go over well with any judge, in my view, that is worth their salt. Look, if you're in the market, by the way, for a new firearm, you're going to love my friends at Henry Repeating Arms. And if you're looking for something very light and easy that you can transport, they got you covered with a U.S. Survival Rifle. Now, you can take it apart, put it back together in mere seconds when you need to. The parts fit right into its stock. It's easy to stow in your car, your truck. It's very compact, so you can carry it everywhere. Only 3.5 pounds, 16 inches when disassembled. And it comes in black and 3 types of camo. It's very affordable. You can pick one up between $250 and $400, and it is a great firearm. You're going to love it. And like every Henry, it's made in the USA, and it's backed by their lifetime satisfaction guarantee. You can even watch a few videos and check out those reviews. Go to their website, henryusa.com, and then put /survival. That's henryusa.com/survival. When you're there, get your free catalog, your free decals, and a list of dealers where you are. They make over 200 models that you can choose from, something for everybody. HenryUSA.com. Get your free catalog, free decals, and a list of dealers where you are. Back to what I think is a pretty unbelievable development as it relates to this super grand jury in Fulton County. And the jury foreperson has been on this never-ending press tour. From what we can see, I guess she's been on what, NBC, ABC? She's talked to the New York Times. She's talked to fake news, CNN. She's been all over the place. And then when you listen to the jury foreperson, this is that special grand jury that was set up by the DA in Fulton County, Georgia. There's no way I see any judge not throwing this out, whatever their findings were. This goes against all rules and regulations in terms of jury guidance, grand jury guidance. It's supposed to be private and secure. Why she's decided to go on this tour, I don't know. Her name is Emily Kors, and here's her saying that she'd be very sad if the district attorney decides against bringing any charges. Listen.
After everything that you've seen, what would your reaction be if the DA decides against bringing any charges after what you've seen?
I will be sad if nothing happens. Like, that's about my only request there is for something to happen. I don't necessarily know what it is. I'm not the legal expert. I'm not the judge. I'm not the lawyers. But I will be frustrated if nothing happens. This was too much information, too much of my time, too much of everyone's time, too much of their time, too much argument in court about getting people to appear before us. There was just too much for this to just be, oh, okay, we're good, bye.
And if it was just a perjury charge or perjury charges, would that be acceptable to you?
That's fine. I will be happy as long as something happens.
It is bizarre. Her behavior is, how do you say this in a nice way? It is cringeworthy.
No. See, there's only one rule. When you have nothing nice to say, you say nothing. So we can't talk about it for too long because it's a talk show. And we would be very quiet.
Okay.
Linda doesn't want to go to any sensitivity training, okay?
No. Okay. Then she goes out there and says how she's like giddy with excitement at the idea of swearing in President Trump as a witness.
Did you personally want to hear from the former president?
I wanted to hear from the former president, but honestly, I kind of wanted to subpoena the former president because I got to swear everybody in. And so I thought it'd be really cool to get 60 seconds with President Trump of me looking at him and being like, do you solemnly swear? And me getting to swear him in. I kind of thought that would be an awesome moment.
Now, grand jurors are supposed to be fair and balanced and objective. And, you know, not bring into that grand jury room, especially the foreperson who has great influence over the entire grand jury, any prejudice of any kind. You decide if you think she has a bias. Here's a montage of Emily Kors.
Is it, would you say when it comes to, there are indictments recommended, of course. Is it
yes.
more than 12 people? Is it more than 20 people?
I think if you look at the page numbers of the report, there's about 6 pages in the middle that got cut out. Allow for spacing. It's not a short list.
Not a short list. More, I mean, when it comes to 75 witnesses, like, it's not, I assume, of course, it's
right.
not 75 people. Would you characterize it as 20-ish people?
I can't say I counted.
Okay. More than a dozen, though, I think I'd heard you say in another interview.
I believe so. That's probably a good assumption. I really don't want to share something that the judge made a conscious decision not to share. I will tell you that it was a process where we heard his name a lot. We definitely heard a lot about former President Trump, and we definitely discussed him a lot in the room. And I will say that when this list comes out, there are no major plot twists waiting for you.
But in your view, people will not be surprised when they see the list of names to come out who you recommended to face indictment.
Especially if they've been following the investigation.
So you have somebody that is the foreperson of a grand jury that sounds like a giggling, excited, happy grand juror that can't wait for indictments. Now, does that now taint the jury pool? The answer is clearly, obviously, yes. And a judge, any judge, there needs to be a motion to quash this and stop this and end this right here and right now, just based on the law. Anyway, let's get to our busy phones. Let's say hi to Mitch is in Denver. Mitch, you're on the Sean Hannity Show. Glad you called.
Hey, glad to be talking with you. Love the show, man. Hey, I just had a question about that East Palestine derailing. There was two other trains derail in Ohio that same week. Where's the money from that $1 trillion infrastructure bill going? I mean, you know, I feel like no one's really talked about this, but this is something that could have been avoided. I mean, you know, we have infrastructure issues. I mean, let's face it, stuff does wear out over time. Ohio's, you know, had railroads quite some time. So, why wasn't this addressed before this became a problem?
Look, I think you're raising a terrific point, a very intelligent point, an obvious point. And, you know, and the fact that they've shown so little concern, and, you know, Mayor Pete Buttigieg was out there, you know, yesterday making his comments, which should shock the conscience, as he was out there saying, well, East Palestine has gotten plenty of attention. There are over 1,000 cases a year. Why of trains derailing? Why aren't you doing anything about it? That's the point. And him saying, well, I was mayor of my hometown for 8 years. We dealt with a lot of disasters. We went back and looked. He didn't deal with any kind of disaster that in any way mirrors what happened in East Palestine.
The NTSB needs to be able to do its work independently. But when I go, the focus is going to be on action. Look, I was mayor of my hometown for 8 years. We dealt with a lot of disasters, natural and human.
And then, of course, it raises the question, you know, why didn't they declare a national emergency for the area immediately? Now, finally, the help is coming. Gold is going to, you know, make a trip, but it's a day late and a dollar short. And it's only done for PR purposes, the very thing he's claiming Trump is doing. I don't know why they're allowing this to happen. But I'll tell you, if they're having all these train derailments, there needs to be an investigation. Somebody's going to get killed. We have dead fish and we have dead animals and we have sick people in East Palestine and surrounding areas. That ought to be an urgent enough matter that would warrant the type of assessment and follow-up in terms of cleanup that you would expect from the United States, but they've shown no inclination at all to do that. Anyway, good call, Mitch. Appreciate it. All right, quick break. We'll come right back. 800-941-SEAN, our number, right back to the phones as we continue. Mike in Texas. Mike, how are you? Glad you called, sir.
Sean, how's it going?
I'm good. How are you?
Huge fan. If I'm not watching you live, I'm watching you on Fox Nation.
Thank you.
So, wanted to just share with you, I am the owner of one of Houston's premier farmer markets named the Braeswood Farmers Market in one of Houston's best-known communities of Meyerland, Westbury, Bel Air. Very well-known market, considered one of the best with the Houston Chronicle newspaper.
Yeah, my niece lives in around that area. If she hasn't been there, I'll tell her about it. By the way, I love farmers markets. I think they're awesome. How's business going?
You know what? With the past administration, business was fantastic, booming. Everyone was a winner. Prices were controlled. Prices were affordable. Everyone was coming out with the kids having a great time. You know, I started the market after Hurricane Harvey. I came with an idea and I said, how do we get the community together while providing a platform for small businesses to make a living? You know, I'm very proud to say that over 100 families can say that they make a real living on our market location and ours. And to be honest, another thing that I've done is sign off on a couple people's mortgages as a secondary signee just to help them out as well. You know, we've got great support from the vendors and from the community. It works both ways. And I wear two hats. One is to provide the community with a reputable market, and also to provide the vendors, again, like I said, with a platform to make a living. And, you know, farmer markets have exponentially grown throughout the years. And on any typical Saturday, we could have thousands of shoppers out there. We've gone all the way from empowering refugee farms to develop sustainable farming. We've offered central shopping and a gathering place for the community. And, of course, the small farmers, we've supported them into making a living. We have a little bit of an issue. Farmers have to drive it about anywhere from 70 to 100 miles sometimes to get to our market.
Well, what kind of refugees are you talking about?
From Congo that have been saved. And with a partnership with a farm by the name of Planted Forward, they provide the farms and land for them to be able to grow their products and bring it to markets across Houston to make a living and sell their products.
So the bottom line is, I'm just guessing, like the rest of the Biden economy, you're now suffering in large part, you know, Adam Schiff rolls downhill, and when farmers can't afford the fertilizer because it's three times the usual cost, and seed is double to triple the cost, and spare parts for their equipment are hard to find, and when you do find it, you're paying a premium for that as well. The farmers I know of are either not making it or struggling to just, you know, keep their head above water. Everybody seems to be gulping, and nobody is really profiting the way they should. Is that about right?
Absolutely correct. Anywhere from pasture-raised eggs, poultry, grass-fed and Wagyu beef, and all the way down to Gulf of Mexico seafood as well. We're having struggles being able to sell products at a price point that is accepted by the community.
And the farmers have no choice. You have no choice unless you want to just start selling things at a loss. I mean, if farmers have to pay triple the amount of money for fertilizer, double to triple the money for seeds, and then pay, you know, an astronomical fee over and above what they're used to paying, I think by every measure that, you know, it becomes impossible. And then it becomes impossible for consumers, two-thirds of Americans living paycheck to paycheck, to be able to afford the produce that they were once able to afford with ease.
Absolutely right. And, of course, we're seeing inflation rates at a level that's been at its highest point in decades. You know, what is farmland going to do with the rates from the banks as well? It gets to a point where enough is enough. We need changes.
No, I don't disagree. I can really sympathize with the position you're in and many farmers are in. And I don't know what to tell you. I don't have a good answer for you. There's nothing that I can do or say that's going to lower the price of, you know, seed and fertilizer and heavy equipment and spare parts. There's nothing that I can really do.
Agree that we need a change in 2024.
It will help, but that'll even to fix this mess we're in. You know, Lawrence Summers said it yesterday. Despite the Federal Reserve's best efforts, inflation remains high. That puts the U.S. economy on a, quote, collision or crash course. He served in both the Clinton and Obama administrations. He said the Fed's been trying to put the brakes on. It doesn't look like the brakes are getting much traction. And he said when the brakes don't get traction, two things happen. You can keep moving too fast. That's the inflation pressure. Or you can be setting yourself up for a collision or a crash down the road. Both of those things, I think, are the real risks in this environment. I wish I didn't agree with Lawrence Summers. He's been right on everything, including Biden inflation, and he's been way ahead of the curve. So I think, you know, as many economists have predicted, this year is going to be the worst so far, and it's going to get worse before it gets better. So I don't have an answer for people.
Yep.
You know, it's heartbreaking. My best advice for people is, you know, just find ways that you make enough money to make ends meet. Right now it's about survival. It's not about the profit. Anyway, appreciate the call. 800-941-SHAWN, our number if you want to be a part of the program. I don't know if you know this, but the best shooters in the world do a majority of their training doing dry fire practice at home. Now, the firearm training system called Mantis X, it's a no-ammo, all-electronic way to practice and improve your shooting accuracy. You simply attach it to your own firearm, and you can use it at home, on the range, and it works. It's like having your own personal firearms instructor next to you. You get real-time feedback on your technique. It'll guide you through drills and courses. 94% of shooters can improve within 20 minutes of using Mantis X. It's used by the Marine Corps, the Army, Special Forces. In other words, military-grade technology, all at an affordable price, and it'll improve your shooting dramatically. And here's the best part. You're going to have fun doing it. Military-grade technology, affordable price, and it's fun. And you just have to get yours at MantisX.com. That's their website, M-A-N-T-I-S-X.com. You're going to love this system. Hey, if you want a firearm that is easy to transport, you got to check out the U.S. Survival Rifle from our friends at Henry Repeating Arms. Now, it is a portable rifle that you can put together, take apart in just minutes. And then when you're not using it, you can store the parts in the little case that it comes in. It's so small, you can store it pretty much anywhere, and it's light enough to carry everywhere. Now, it comes in black and two different camo patterns, and you can pick one up for $300 to $400, depending on the finish. Check out their videos. Go to their website. It's one word, henryusa.com/survival. And while you're there, make sure you order their free catalog. Now, Henry makes more than 200 rifles and shotguns and revolvers, all made in America, all backed by a lifetime satisfaction guarantee and the best customer service in the business. Go to their website, henryusa.com. Get their free catalog. They'll send you free decals and a list of dealers where you are. That's henryusa.com, free catalog decals for the Henry U.S. Survival Rifle. You know, since 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation, they have been committed to improving the lives of Americans' vets, first responders, and their families. Now, for over 20 years, the foundation has helped America keep its solemn promise to never forget. Now, Tunnel to Towers provides mortgage-free homes to Gold Star families and the families of fallen first responders with young children. They build specially adapted smart homes for catastrophically injured vets and is working to eradicate veteran homelessness. Now, Dave Marshall served in the Army during World War II and fought in the Battle of the Bulge. Now, he has never forgotten the sacrifices of his comrades in arms, nor the efforts of first responders on 9/11 and in the days and months that followed. He is a loyal and proud foundation donor. Tunnel to Towers is committed to supporting our vets, first responders, and their families, and there are so many of them that need our help. Please join the foundation on their mission to do good and never forget. Just commit $11 a month. You can do it by going to their website, the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org. That's the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.